Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, where we're going to share with you today all the glorious things that come along with a mortgage. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. And we're here every weekend from 8 to 9 in the morning on Saturday with our favorite guests.
Guests?
Tress Collins.
Woo! Woo!
And then Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yes, member.
Yes, member.
Yes, member. That sounds like I'm German. Yes, member.
We are here to talk about your home loan. And as we just start out the show here, we've all had... we've had an interesting week, everybody, but here we are, and we're talking about your home loan, which hopefully you can get done right now where the rates are at their lowest they've ever been, and we can get that done for you quickly. That's what we want to do. Make sure you call us, text us early at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. You text us there. We will answer your question of whether it's right for you to refinance, whether you can buy a home. Send us your vitals, how much money you make per year. On your purchase, if you want to purchase a home, say, I make this much money per year. Here's my credit score. I have this much for down payment. We'll be able to give you an idea of how much home you can afford if you're trying to buy a home this year or next. And then also, if you want to maybe refinance, tell us what your current rate is, how much your home is worth, what your current loan amount is, and what your credit score is. We'll be able to tell you whether you can refinance and get a, you know, maybe get cash out or what rate you can get, how much money you can save, all those fun things. But it starts with a text, 972-387-4600. Now, we have a friend here, Tress Collins. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
What's new?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay, have you guys ever been to like Dave and Buster's or those gaming places where they have the little mini basketball things?
Yes,
where you compete
not in
against...
20 years, but yeah.
Okay, Gary. So, well, they make those that you can buy. Costco had one, and but it's just two hoops, but they're side by side. And, you know, it's a battery electronic thing at the top. So we bought one and we made room in our garage and we put it up. And that thing is so much fun. Oh, my gosh, because there's different things you could, you know, it's two player, but you can also play one player. But you can time yourself in 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 60 seconds. And this comes with four balls that you pump up and then you just shoot and you shoot, you shoot. It is so stinking fun.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So you should probably also go get yourself like a slot machine.
A slot machine.
And you just keep on putting quarters in and quarters in and quarters in.
Oh, that's not nearly as fun.
No, not as fun. Okay.
No. Yeah, all so right. When I'm out there by myself, though, I do left and right hand.
Okay.
See, my left hand does better. I'm right hand dominant. It's really kind of
really?
Weird. Hmm. Yeah. Go figure.
I'm right handed.
Are you?
The only thing I do left handed is speak Spanish. I speak Spanish. Okay, we're talking about home loans, though. We want to help you with your refinance, your purchase, your home equity loan. Hey, veterans. Text us now. We have the lowest VA rates in the state of Texas. We're getting people 2.25% on a 30-year VA loan right now.
VA
without
roll.
Points.
Yeah.
Without points, a VA refinance 2.25% on a 30-year. No points. make sure you call us. It's going to come with an APR of just over that, just around 2.3 for most of you. But it will be credit score dependent. Make sure you call us. Find out if you can – well, not everyone needs a credit score for a VA refinance, but we're going to help you get that thing sorted out. We're doing a lot of them. If you're trying to get an FHA streamline refinance or an FHA purchase, again, we just have some of the lowest rates in the state. So make sure you call us. We can help you get cash out, pay off debts. If you have $20,000 of credit card debt, you're probably paying $750 a month to get that paid. If you put that into a mortgage right now, you'd be paying around $100 a month for that debt. So with the interest rates on mortgages being, for a lot of people, in the twos and in credit cards in the 20s, you can reduce those interest rates in your credit cards from 80 to 90% and then start paying off the debt instead of just paying interest. Your bank, they're not going to send you a smiley face or give you a bunch of stars on your paper when, you know, when you send in your interest rate to them and your interest payment. So you're not looking, you know, people, I found that the world and the society is always looking for the world to give them smiley faces and stars. And there's not a lot of smiley faces out there, you know.
But you can refinance and make it your finances a yes-vember. See?
Yeah, see, Tress, she has grabbed on to the yes-vember tag.
I'm a fan.
It's a more positive way to look at November.
And it is German sounding. Yes-vember.
Okay.
Okay. We will go into yes-vember with mini loans.
Okay. All right, guys. It doesn't. Okay, that's the reason you're doing mortgages and not doing impressions, okay?
I know nothing.
Let's talk about your home loans, guys. You at home, 972-387-4600. We had our best month ever at TexasLending.com last month. We closed $180 million of loans. We're looking to do, hopefully this month, well, maybe a little bit less than that. This month, we're looking to approach $200 million of loan fundings and continue on that path. We are expanding into Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee on December 1st. So TexasLending.com, maybe we can start a radio show down there.
Right?
We'll see.
Oh, well, we could pipe it down there.
Yeah. Well,
how about that?
We can simulcast it and see how it goes. We'll get it all put together. We'll let you know how it's going. But we are growing and expanding, and we are helping you here in Texas get one of the best deals of all time. Or let us know.
We could move to New Braunfels. See?
Let us know.
New German there.
Let's see if you can get a text to us at 972-387-4600. Bubba.
Any election thoughts?
No.
Over rates and things like that. We did kind of have a spike, and then it came back. It was kind of interesting, I thought.
Well.
Kind of gave us a little shortness of breath there.
I think, if everyone wants to know what's happening with rates.
Yeah.
Before, as we approached into the election, rates went up a little bit. The tag and economic news, you know, in my readings of the economic news was that had there been a sweep by the blue team, then rates would have went up because of a spike in government spending above and beyond anything anyone's ever seen. And that comes with a cost. The assumed idea that Congress might be split has tempered that down a little bit. And so it brought rates back down later. As a matter of fact, they came in handsomely at the end of the week for people who are trying to get their loans locked. So the point is that there are some really super great rates right now in your 15, mm-hmm. your 30-year, your 10-year mortgages. If you're trying to get a purchase or refinance done, make sure you go online to TexasLending.com or give us a call here. What's on going forward here? Not quite sure what to expect. We're in a new world. We're in a new world. I think we are in a world we've never been in before. We're going to have to wait and see how it all plays out. So, and if you ask me why we're in a new world that we've never been in before, I've never really seen an election.
Yeah.
Or I've never seen two candidates, or I guess two political sides, where the platforms have been so lopsided, and the platforms, were kind of put together the way they were. And so, if Biden ends up winning, there is a platform there which has never been seen before in the United States. So we don't know what the United States is going to look like anymore. Mm-hmm. And it might not be united. So we're going to have to see how it we're going to see
how
it
plays. But it wasn't united under Trump either. So, I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, we're going to wait and see how it goes. Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, are we ready?
Go, Tress, go.
All right. So we have limited information with this text. $125,000 income, 660 credit score, and 10% down. I'm guessing they want to know how much house they can afford.
So yeah, we asked all of you to tell us how much money you make, what your credit score is, how much down you'll have, and we'll let you know how much a home you can buy. So this person says they have $125,000 income. We're just going to call that $10,000 a month, a little over that. They're a 660 score and 10% down. So the 660 score is telling. That's going to be right in a cusp of decent rates and not so decent rates. 660 qualifies you for FHA, qualifies you for VA.
It qualifies you for the best FHA rates.
Yes.
660 does.
FHA does. On VA, you're going to start getting hit on your rate, and on conventional, you'll get hit on rate. Mm-hmm. On 10% down, you're going to pay PMI if you're going to get an FHA loan or a conventional loan. You'll have some better long-term scenarios with 10% down on some of the FHA loans. But if they make $10,000 a month, then they might be able to get themselves the highest FHA loan amount you can get out there, which is right around $400,000, and I expect mm-hmm. that to go up for next year. So it's up approaching $400,000 for an FHA loan. And so for their income and their credit score and their down payment, they should be able to apply for and even possibly a conventional loan. They could probably get a conventional loan as high as a loan of $500,000. So that's a pretty decent home, what they could qualify for there. Mm-hmm. So what kind of payment would they have with if they had a $500,000 home, Bubba, and they put 10% down, giving them a $450,000 loan?
Mm-hmm.
And then their payment should be, they should qualify with that with their income easily.
Yeah, the 660 MI on conventional would be a lot worse than it would be on FHA.
Well, but they wouldn't be able to, there is no $450,000 FHA loan.
Right.
So
if they did 10% down, well.
Yeah,
purchase price.
Yeah, you're going to be able to qualify for, let's call it a $440,000 loan. Home on FHA, because mm-hmm. if you put 10% down, you're going to get down under the FHA loan limit. Mm-hmm. If you want to get conventional, you could probably get a $500,000 home and end up with a payment which you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's going
to
get
give
you
our purchase team a call. I mean, they're here today, so that's what they do. They work on Saturday, so.
972-387-4600. That's our number. Call now or go online and apply. Tress.
All right. Looking to upgrade, $150,000 equity, 225 annual income. What max value should I target? Credit score is 795.
If that person can send us their current home value, and it says they have equity in it, but we need to know how much home, because you can borrow up to 80% of the value of your house, okay? When you're closing your equity loan, you must still have, in Texas by law, 20% equity in the house. So if you're going to get an equity refinance, if you're going to get cash out, and if you're going to do that, when the loan is finished, you must still have 20% equity. So how much equity you have in your house, it's not the total amount of equity, it's the percentage of equity that we need to know. So if they can send us, if they got themselves trust a $600,000 value on their house, and they owed $450,000, then they're only going to have $30,000 available for getting cash out, okay? Because that's $480,000 is 80% of $600,000 home value, mm-hmm. and so yeah. So like to know a little bit more about what their home value is, and then we can tell them how much cash they can get out of their house.
Sweet. Well, that was great timing because we have to go to break.
Yes. We do want to go to break. Let's go to break right now. Make sure you text us, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. We're going to come back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're here with Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I'm Kevin Miller, owner CEO of TexasLending.com. Our friend, who had just texted us prior to the break, was texting us about upgrading. We thought they were trying to get a cash-out refinance to upgrade their house. They want to sell their house, take their $150,000 equity, and then purchase a new home. And so the current home value, $400K. So for those of you that are selling your house in the tax plan of the new regime that's supposed to come in, just be prepared. Part of the new regime's plan is to tax you at 3% of your home value, okay? And so you can read about it more. You can go into the tax regime's, the new regime's mm-hmm. tax plan. And so anyone that's owning a home, this is going to be important because, you know, realtors, when they, like a buyer's agent might get 3%, a seller's agent might get 3%, the federal government's going to take 3%. So they're going to be taking more than the real estate companies, you know, the buying agent's making.
Are you talking about when you sell your home? Or?
I have to look at the whole thing,
yeah. But
it's in there. So it's just things that the plans. Those are the plans. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. The Senate does have a say in that, and so we'll have to see how that goes going forward.
I can't imagine that going over.
Yeah. So we'll see how that happens. Anyway, this person right here is $150,000 equity, depending on when they sell their house, mm-hmm. you know, depending on if those tax things come in. You know, let's say you go to sell a $600,000 house or a $500,000 house, that's 3% is 15 grand. So it's going to, if that does ever come into play, then it will impact the housing market. So how much equity people have to buy more homes, how much equity people have to, you know, put money, their money into other things. So just be prepared for it.
Comfortably, though, I think you could easily afford $750,000 house.
Yeah, if they're making $225,000 a year, this person, mm-hmm. The current home value is $400,000. And so they take that $150,000 out, they get that $700,000. You know, just know this, the jumbo loan limit starts at $510,000, okay?
Right.
So anything over $510,000 is a jumbo loan.
Well, not necessarily, because you can do a first and a second.
Your first lien,
yeah.
$510,000 on your first lien.
Yep.
But if they did get a $700,000 house, mm-hmm. if they did put $150,000 into it,
mm-hmm.
One is they'd have 20% equity already. But they could still get a jumbo. I mean, they could get a conventional first lien
mm-hmm.
and a second loan behind it.
Yep.
You want to do that right now. The conventional rates are really good.
Yes.
They're a lot better than the jumbo rates. You can get yourself into a great deal right now on a conventional loan. But he said you could afford a $700,000 house. He even said $750,000.
Yep.
Yeah, they should be able to afford that. And if they had $750,000, put $150,000 down, they could still get a $510,000 first lien, a $90,000 second lien, and get that nice low rate in the twos on a conventional loan
mm-hmm.
On the $510,000 portion.
Yes.
So those are some options for you. And you should give us a call on our home purchase team, 972-387-4600.
All right. Are we ready for the next one? Here we go.
Yeah.
My wife and I are thinking about building a home. What are the thoughts for mortgages? Is there anything special to keep in mind from the money side?
Building a home. How are you building a home? Are you going to a builder? Are you getting a construction loan? Those are the kind of questions that you need to kind of let us know. But you said, well, if you're building a home, you're having it built then. So just to, you know, whether you already own the land or you're buying the lot or if it's at a builder's home site.
Yeah, you know. So this depends on now, there are some people who love paperwork. And when I say they love it, they can move through paperwork, and it's comfortable for them, and they like reading the small print, and then they like arguing the small print, and then they get into that stuff, and they can stay focused on it. And if you're going to be building your own house, you need to be one of those people who's got that focus and that energy to get through the blueprints, the land, everything, if you're going to build your own home, okay? Now, on the money side, if you're building your own home, you're probably going to have to use your own money to do it. Now, if you get a contractor to do it, because a bank doesn't like lending money to people who build their own house, because that's what it says here in the text. If you're going to hire someone to build it for you, a bank might be able to give a loan to a contractor,
right?
You know, a general contractor who's going to have all the necessary licenses and all the other things that they're bonded, and they have all the things necessary to be able to put that home together and get a loan from a bank. You go and apply for the loan. The bank gets the loan. If you would get approved for a loan with TexasLending.com, the bank would give the construction loan to the builder. The builder would build the house. And then when the builder's done, we refinance the loan out of the builder, and it's into your name, and then you have a construction to permanent refinance. Mm-hmm. On the money side, if you are going to be building a home, if you're going to be getting a construction loan, the other option, is to go to a builder. And that builder builds the house for you, and it's in a neighborhood, and they're building a house, and you go out there and you just buy the house from the builder. It's a new built home. So there are several ways to have a new built home. You build it yourself, a contractor you hire to build it for you, or you go out to a neighborhood that's building new homes, and you just say, I want this model with this color carpet, and then they build it for you, and make sure they paint it because you don't want an unpainted house, right, Tress?
Yeah.
Because then you got to paint it yourself.
Which some people like that.
See, I don't like the paperwork, mm-hmm. and I don't like the paint.
I know.
I've been doing stuff. I've been delivering. I started delivering papers when I was 10 years old. I'm tired.
Hey, here.
Don't make me pick my doorknobs. Just put the doorknob on.
I had to go collect.
That's
I had to go collect money, and I had these little tickets I had to gave the people. Hey, you paid for this week. You paid for that week.
I always went collecting on Tuesday, and when I know I go collecting, and I knock on a door. And I go, collecting for the Dallas Morning News. And then they go, well, how much is it? I go, 2.25. Can you come back next week?
Yeah. All the time.
This was in the 60s.
Yeah.
I go, can you come back next week?
Can you come back tomorrow? Or my wife's got the pocketbook. I would go collect money and go down to the deli, and I would play video games.
Oh.
And so I would collect from 10 houses, go play video games. And then if I needed more money, I'd go collect a little bit more.
Yeah, and then when it's time to pay your bill, your dad goes, you don't have enough money to pay your bill for your papers.
Oh, no, I always had enough money.
Oh, I didn't.
And Bubba wants to do your home loan. Call him today at 972-387-4600. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba being inappropriate on cue. Okay, Tress.
Bless y'all's hearts. All right. I plan to refinance my house in 2021. Just wanted a lower payment. So to help my credit, I paid off my student loans, which subsequently dropped my credit 40 points down to 735. I understand why my credit dropped, but will a lender see it like that, or will they just see a credit drop?
Yeah, you pretty much can't buy a house now for 10 years after paying off your student loans like that. That was just a bad idea. No, only kidding. Kidding. Yo, 735, there's nothing wrong with 735.
Yeah. You know?
You're 740 is the top credit score requirement to get the best rates. If you have 750, 760, 770, then your rate's not going to get any better. So you're only 5 points away from the top credit score, 740. 740 is it once you get above that, you get the best rate. So this person, if they want to refinance next year, they can refinance now if they wanted to. You should call them and find out what the rate is right now. And you could say, well, what would be the rate differential if I had a 740 score? And they can run the scenario for you. We can run the scenario and let you know. But, hey, if you wait till next year, your rates might be 0.5% to 1% higher. We don't know what's going on here, folks. So make sure if you like the rates aren't going to get any better than they are now. I can tell you that.
Mm.
Through this whole COVID thing and the whole destruction of the economy, and all the other shenanigans that have been going on with printing money and handing out PPP loans and all these other things that are going, the rates never got below where they are right now. And if things got worse, they're not going to get better than they are right now. So right now you're seeing rates potential in the twos, and this person's going to get one of those loans. I don't know how much they owe on their house.
Yeah.
But because your loan size, it's loan size dependent on your interest rate, and your equity position is also important. But their credit score is just fine to get just one of the best rates you're ever going to see.
Exactly.
So why did their credit score go down? There's all kinds of things that go into credit, and paying off all your credit scores. Maybe they think you have less cash now. So if your credit, if the credit bureau thinks that you just use all your cash to pay down your credit, you might be at risk of not being able to pay any more credit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to have credit and cash because they can continue to service the credit. The credit scores, what they do, guys, with credit scores, they measure and predict your chances of defaulting on a credit payment in the next 90 days. What is your chances of defaulting on one of your credit payments in the next 90 days? Well, if someone who's got a lot of credit but a lot of cash can keep servicing the credit, their chances of defaulting in the next 90 days are low. We have a lot of debt in our country, trillions and trillions and tens of trillions of dollars. And so what are the chances of the U.S. government defaulting on that debt? And so if they keep printing more and more debt and they have less and less cash, then the chances of default are going to go up. In this person's case, if they just paid off all their student loans, okay, they have less debt, but they also have less cash. Mm-hmm. And so it might be just measuring that there is potential by paying off. Maybe there's other reasons. Who knows? We don't know all your credit, but call us. We'll see if we can refinance you.
It's time to go to break.
We're seeing your texts come in, folks. We're going to get to them after the break.
Yes.
But those of you who want to have a question of whether you can qualify for buying a home, just know this. Our home purchase team works on solely home purchases. They do pre-approvals. They get a contract. Then they work on closing you on time. That's what our purchase team does. They're focused on it. Call for your home purchase at 972-387-4600 for one of the best rates you're going to find in the state of Texas and in the country. 972-387-4600. You can text us there as well. We're going to come back and answer your questions on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to help you get into a home at 972-387-4600. We want to help you get cash out. We want to help you refinance to a lower payment. Hey, if you have a loan of $120,000, 1% lower payment, it will save you $100 a month. And so that would translate into a $360,000 loan. If you saved 1%, it would save you $300 a month. Mm. Hey, some of those people are saving 2.5% in their rates right now. Some people are going from 5 down to low, you know, nearly 2%. You can save all kinds of money. Great, a great time of year to do it. If you start it now, there's still a good chance you can get it closed here this year. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress, are there questions?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, there are. Sorry, I'm deep in, you know.
Tress had a question during the break. If she said
was texting in.
She wants to know where old Zealand is. If there's a New Zealand, she wants to know where old Zealand is.
That's a valid question.
I said or where Zealand is.
Right?
She's looking it up.
I mean, there's Old York, there's New York.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Uh-huh. And then there's just York.
There's Boston, there's New Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Just valid question. All right, moving on. Next question, make $56,000 a year, 720 credit score, 45% debt ratio. Can I buy a home, and what amount would that be, or would I need a cosigner trying to get a good rate before it goes up?
Okay, so they make $56,000 a year, and so this person makes around $4,500 a month. And so if they're going to get themselves into a home, they can probably afford a $1,400 payment a month. That's just giving us an idea. Call it $1,500 a month is what they're going to be able to afford. Somewhere in there.
Somewhere between the 150 and 200 range.
Yeah, figure a $200,000 purchase.
Something like that.
Yeah. $200,000 purchase. They have a decent credit score. Their debt ratio, well, it says their debt ratio is 45. If their debt ratio is 45 right now, before they buy a house, that's the ratio of their debt payments to their income. We hope can help them get into a home here, but they might need a co-signer. The idea of a co-signer, you can use family members as co-signers. They're called non-occupant co-buyers. Non-occupant. They're not going to occupy the home, but they are a co-buyer of the home. You can get that through family members. That's always beneficial. They can also gift you a down payment for the home from a family member if that's going to help you get into a home that you want to. But I think for your income that you're making right now, hopefully a co-buyer is going to help you with your debt ratio to buy a home, but also hopefully get you and help you get some of those debts paid down. Because if you're already at 45% debt ratio of your income, that can be a tax on your ability to buy a home.
She may be counting her rent as
if you're including
$4,500.
Yeah, if they're including the rent.
Yeah.
If you're including a rent on that, then that we'll have to wait and see. Here's what you do. We'll run all the numbers for you, tell you what you can qualify for. If you call us up, we'll put your income in there. We'll put in the taxes and the insurance for a suspected loan value and potential PMI that goes with that payment. And we'll put all that together, and we'll tell you what your payment will be, and then you can decide, can I buy a home? And if you do have to go out and get a co-signer, and you do have a family member that might be able to help or somebody else, those are options for you. So the thing is this. Get the idea started. Make the phone. The nice thing is you don't have to do the math yourself. A loan officer can just run it right through our computers, and those are new things that we have called technology, and TexasLending.com has those. We have computers, and so we can actually run you.
What?
We can actually use one of those new technology computers to tell you if you can qualify.
You guys are so fancy.
We are fancy here at TexasLending.com.
Call me fancy.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question. Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have a cosigner for a mortgage, does the mortgage become part of the cosigner's credit?
Yes.
Part of their debt.
Yes, trust.
So they have to qualify too.
Yeah, so the mortgage debt will... Excuse me.
Bless you.
Woo! You know what? I am allergic to mold. And when I drink fruit juice, like orange juice, they usually make those out of moldy oranges, the old oranges that no one wants to buy anymore. So they just squeeze the juice out of them.
Breaking news.
I never eat. I never drink orange juice. Well, I woke up in the middle of the night with a hankering for orange juice, and I drank a whole glass of orange juice, and I am sneezing all over the place this morning because I am allergic to mold and the moldy orange juice.
Moldy.
This is something I've known for a long time, and I knew it was going to happen. I should not have done it.
Moldy, moldy Kevin.
I couldn't contain myself. Okay.
You should buy fresh oranges and make your own orange juice.
I should. Fresh oranges.
Well, I think you can buy some that says freshly squeezed orange juice.
Yeah. You got to watch out for those fresh oranges.
I had a hankering.
They have sneaking hands.
I had cranberry
Tress,
juice.
Let's go.
That's what I had.
Come on, Tress.
All right. Here we go. Considering refinance, want to get rid of PMI of 1.65%.
Wow.
Credit score is 660 to 670. Current rate 4.75. Owe 132 and worth 220.
Well, the MI goes away.
Well, that's a lot of PMI, 1.65%.
Yeah.
That's almost as much as the interest rate you're paying these
days.
And so, they can refinance this loan and get rid of that PMI. The PMI will go away. You say, go away. And then the PMI is gone.
I would say you'd have a rate in the low threes, too.
And so with the 660 score and your loan size, you can take a look and see. You might want to go to a 15-year because if you get rid of the PMI and drop the rate, you can probably get in the twos in the 15-year on this loan. Because on this loan size of 132, on this credit score of 660 to 670, one, they can drop that rate 2%. On that loan size, that'll save them $200 a month. If they're also going to drop the PMI, which is at 1.65, they're going to save nearly $400 a month this person will be saving. When all the PMI goes away and when all of the interest drops.
And the other thing is you could think about lowering your term and still saving money.
Yeah, if they went to the 15-year, they can probably have a lower payment and drop the payment.
They could do a 25 or a 22.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. With their equity position they have in the home, the credit score is not going to be affecting their interest rate at all because they have over 40% equity in their house. And if you have 40% equity in your house, for example, on this show, we share with you that if your score is over 740, you can get the best rates. Now, if you have 20% down with a 740 score, you're going to have one rate. If you have the same loan with a score of 660, your rate's going to be higher. That's with 20% equity. But if you have 40% equity, you're at a very low risk to the lender. If the lender ever had to take the house and sell it, they're not going to lose their investment, their loan amount that they gave to you. So you're not going to be charged for having a 660 score because you have 40% equity in the house. So the good news is they can get a really good rate on this thing. The only thing is the loan amount being 132,
they're going to get in the twos in a 15-year for sure. And they can also probably get it on a 30-year too. So give us a call. We'll take a look at both.
Okay.
Yes.
We're ready.
Ready.
What is a key phrase to see how much I can get pre-approved for? I called the other day and was not approved. However, I'm not looking at getting a loan right away, but on how much I can get pre-approved so I know the type of house I can look for. Credit score is great. Big down payment. Plus, do I get percent off because I listen on the fan?
I want to know. You might be charged more for listening on the fan.
Colo.
Someone's got to buy us a new quarterback, you know? So
it's, is the fan in charge of that?
I don't know. I heard football games out there. So anyway, we want to help you here. And I don't know if the fan's in charge of it, but they can have a say in it. It's going to be, you know, we have to do what we can here as Tolo. So listen, this person... How do they get denied? That's what I understand. Credit score is great, big down payment.
Maybe income issue.
Maybe they just started out on their job and they have commissions or something like this, or they're self-employed. Mm-hmm. We need to know how much money they make. If they can tell us how much money they make, we can tell us how much home they might be able to afford once they get their income documentation in line. So it's going to come down to documentation and things. So,
well, there's a reason that they said that they weren't approved.
Yeah, so, we have to take a look and see how much home they would qualify for once they can get approved, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So text us. How much money do you make? And we'll be able to let you know. And also, there are other different options out there to get qualified for a home. So make sure you call our loan officer and say, hey, if I did get qualified, if I do get this documentation in line, what can I qualify for? Mm-hmm. So. All right.
Okay, so I know this is like totally off topic, but I'm a little bothered by
totally inappropriate. Or
no, just off. I'm going back to the moldy oranges used for. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know they?
Because I'm allergic to mold, and I know that there's mold in fruit juices.
But how do you know that? Did you see a documentary, or they teach you that in chemistry?
Was it on 2020?
Me
or Dateline?
I'm just curious because I'm finding it
look
a little
it up,
disturbing.
Well, she's still looking up Zealand.
I am looking up Zealand, but you know I have to read these text messages, so I don't have time.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Have you ever gone to an apple cider mill and see what kind of apples they're putting into that apple cider?
I have not.
You might want to take a look sometime.
Well, right. Kevin, now I'm going to have
to kind of want to see them make hot dogs.
You know? Have you ever seen what comes out of the machines when they're making your hamburger? Okay.
I make my own hamburgers.
Okay.
You like Gladiator movies?
Trust.
Okay, I'm done with you, both of you.
We're going to take a break now.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to answer more questions about your home loan. Text us 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller. Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, answering your questions about your mortgage. You can text us at 972-387-4600. One of our people texted in during the break. Our people. All of our people. The Tolo people. One of the Tolo people texted us during the break. They had texted us earlier, said they had been denied for a loan they were trying to get approved for. And it might have been they were trying to get a home or a loan amount they couldn't qualify for. Because that might have been their issue. So they texted back and said, here's how much money we make. And they make $60,000 a year. That's $5,000 a month for everyone sitting at home. Mm-hmm. So how much home can they afford will depend on their total debt ratio, right? And how much your car payment is, your credit card payments, all the other things that you might be signing up for. And so we have to take a look at your debts and find out what you qualify for. Now, if you just had a house and no other debt, this person could probably qualify for a $220,000 house, okay, with a payment of around $1,500 a month or so. That's what they could typically qualify for comfortably if they didn't have any other debt. Now, this says they have $100,000 down to put down, so they might be able to get a little. But here's the thing: is even though you put $100,000 down, let's say you get a $300,000 home. Tress. And you put $100,000 down. So your loan amount is $200,000, right? And if you got one of these nice, fancy low rates we got these days, like 2.5%, somewhere in that ballpark, give or take, depending on all your other particulars. If you got a nice, fancy 2.5% rate, that's nice. You're paying 2.5% on a $200,000 loan. That's $5,000 a year in interest. That's not much. $400 a month, you know? That's not a lot for a house, a $300,000 home, paying $5,000 a year in interest. However, your taxes on the property at 2.75% are 2.75% on a $300,000 house. Yeah. And so that is a lot more money. That's closer to $8,000 a year, right? And so, yeah, so you're paying nearly double on those taxes, on the property taxes. So the property taxes might disqualify you. If you put all that money down, cash down, then that your taxes you're paying, you're paying more in taxes than you're going to be paying on your interest on the mortgage. So someone could loan you the money, and you're only paying only $400 a month of all that payment is going towards interest. The rest is you paying the loan back, right? You're going to have taxes. You're going to have homeowner's insurance. Their homeowner's insurance on $300,000 is going to be almost as much is the interest you're paying on the mortgage. So, you know, there are really good rates on mortgages right now. It's helping people buy more home. But there are so many other things involved in it that when you add together the taxes, the homeowner's insurance, and maybe the PMI, it doesn't look like they're going to have PMI with that down payment. So how much home can they afford? So you said you got denied. Call up and find out what's the maximum loan amount you may be able to be qualified for. That's it.
All right, here we go. Listening on the Fan, $250,000 income, 800 credit score, no debt other than current mortgage. A 170, 2.75%, 15-year, $370,000 value. Looking to upgrade, what could I pre-qualify for still in 15 years?
See, I want to hang out with that person because you can go to a party with them and they can buy drinks. Because they have a $250,000 income, an 800 credit score, and no debt. That's who you want to go to a party with right there. So
that's who I want to go to Maui with. What are you talking about?
Okay. All right. So they owe 170, and they have a really good 15-year rate, and they want to get a new house. What can they qualify for, Bubba? So their $250,000 income is $20,000 a month. They can afford $6,000 a month in payment with a $20,000 a month income. You could probably get yourself a nice $1 million house. Now, if you move to
depending
California,
on how much you want to have down.
In California, that get you a nice one-bedroom, single-wide mobile home. And, in Texas, you still might be able to get a couple doors and a couple more bedrooms.
Yep, exactly.
So this person, how much will they qualify for and still be in a 15-year? They can still get a $1 million house and still qualify. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. And we'll run the numbers for you. They're in $370,000 value now. Mm-hmm. They can get themselves in. They can double that home value, probably triple the home value, and still should be able to qualify. Your credit score might drop a little bit after you get the new home, just until you document you can make a few payments. That's a fact. So when you do get a new mortgage or a new car, if you got a document, you can make a few payments, and then your credit scores go right back up.
And give Kevin a call because he'd like to hang out with you.
Yeah. Okay. And if you're going out for drinks, we're going with you.
All right. Somebody says, got a question. I make $100,000. I owe under 20 in debt. My score is 745. What kind of rate do you think I can get?
Huh. Okay, now they have under $20,000 in debt. Now,
but wait, there's more.
Okay.
My annual income is $100,000. I owe $20,000 on two cars and a truck. Truck note is 566, credit score 745.
Okay, truck note 556, credit score. Okay, so, how much can they qualify for? With their income, let's just say they make $8,333 a month, so they can afford a $2,500 payment easily. When I say easily, the percentage of ratio of house payment to their income is within the range that easily gets qualified. Now, they doesn't look like they have a whole lot of other debts there, so they should easily qualify. You want to stay under 43% debt-to-income ratio to qualify for all kinds of mortgages, like conventional FHA and everything else under the sun. So if you're under 43% of your income, And so, which for them is going to be somewhere around $3,500 a month. If they're keeping all their debts under that, then they should be able to afford easily that that payment we were talking about earlier, which is $2,500 a month. A $2,500 house payment should get you a $350,000 mortgage.
$400,000.
Yeah, and a $400,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can we squeeze in
that $400,000 house? They should qualify for FHA, conventional, and if they're a veteran, maybe a VA loan. It should all fit in there. That's conservative. I say conservative, right in that ballpark. Let's run your numbers. Call us. We're a company that has computers, mm-hmm. and we use those computers to get you approved. Okay, Tress.
I can't read this. You're gonna have to read it.
Okay. They are own their home in Arizona. Okay. It's paid in full.
Wow.
Why that sexy sounding girl on the radio? That's not a girl. That's an inappropriate Uncle Bubba, first of all. I'll let you know. So, he has been confused before. Okay. So he doesn't go into home realty with that sexy sounding voice. Okay. So this person owns a real estate company and wants to hire Tress. We're assuming they mean Tress. And so. Taking leaps here. Mm. And so
quite an assumption.
Why aren't you in real estate, Tress?
Gosh, I don't know. Haven't ever thought about going into real estate, actually, Kevin.
Well,
you have the voice for it. Well,
apparently you got a voice.
You have a voice for real estate.
Yes, yes.
You have the looks for it.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Hey.
There is a future for you too, Tress. And then but then she'll know too much and we can't have her on the show.
Yeah. Can't do that.
We like her coming in with her I'm not in the mortgage world, it's just she brings all this
questions you appreciate my ignorance.
Like Old Zealand, we found out is
named after Zealand north of the Netherlands, or it used to be north of the Netherlands in the 1700s.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. It's Mortgage and History from TexasLending.com. We hate to go, but we have to. We'll see you next week here, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.